Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Dalid Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began Simin Shin Lamed Ches yesterday, which deals with the halachos of various musical instruments on Shabbos. We'll quickly repeat what we learned yesterday in the Mechaber. We won't do the Mishnah Brura's inside again, but the Mechaber started off on the bottom of Kuf Pei Gimel Amud Beis by telling us that one is not allowed to use musical instruments on Shabbos. Hashmas Kol Bechlei Shir Oser. You can't play musical instruments on Shabbos. We brought down the reasoning is because you may come to go and fix the musical instrument, which would be an Issa Deraisa, possibly. However, the Mechaber told us, but to bang on a door to announce that you're there, that should open the door up and let you in, when you're not doing it in a musical sort of a way, that is permissible. Mutter. The Ramah said, if you make noises with your mouth, for example, bird sounds or whistling or things like that, where you're not actually doing a maisa, you're just using your voice, that's permissible. And therefore, if somebody whistles or makes a noise with his mouth calling to his friends, Mutal also be Shabbos. You'll have to do that. That's a very quick review of what we did yesterday. At the very end of this year, we brought down that the Vilna Gaon disagrees over here with this Makel opinion, and the Vilna Gaon, which we found in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Avul Ahakish Aladelis, will be our Gra Kosa the Ikor Bezeh Kedas Yerushalmi Shemach Bimrezeh, that the Vilna Gaon passes like the Yerushalmi that said you're not allowed to go and knock on a door. But the Chofetz Chaim says, Ha'olam Noagim Lohokil Kedasa Shulchan Aruch. The Veld Paskins over here that you can be Makel and knock on a door like the Shulchan Aruch said. And at the end of this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Mikol Mokum Nira Delahakish Aladelis Kelachar Yad, to knock on the door in an abnormal fashion, not in the usual way, is permissible even with a utensil. And even though your intention is to make noise. The Lo Adif Milahakos Kaf El Kaf, this is no different than clapping your hands. The Gam Shom Kavanoso Kidei Lashmiya Kol, there your intention is to make noise, and nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch said you can do so. But the Ramah says now today, and he continues, V'asu lahakos b'shabas al hadeles b'tabas hakavua b'deles. But you can't use the door knocker on Shabbos. The door has affixed to it some sort of a knocking device, which you would normally on a weekday bang on it to open the door. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use this, the Ramah says. And this is true, the Ramah says, afal pishenu mechavin lashir. Even though you have no intention for this to be a musical sound that's being made, nevertheless, mikol mokom hol vakli miyuchad lekach, since this door knocker is specifically made for knocking on the door to make noise, usur. The Ramah says you're not allowed to use such a specialized piece of equipment like this door knocker. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalit, wrote Shlomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Shemiyuchod Lashmiya Kol, it's specifically designed to go make noise over here. And therefore, Chayshinon Shema Yechavin Lashir, since it's specifically made to make noise, we're concerned that you may come to go and make music. And certainly, V'kol Shekein, Lashmiya Kol Bechli, and to use some sort of a kli to make this knocking on the door, for example, Shekorin Kamer Ton, which we can see at the bottom, and the Tirgum note number one, is some type of a kolon mazlik, a tuning fork, that is used to make noise, so that is specifically pshita, the osir, certainly is not allowed to be used, the kli shirhu, that's clearly a musical instrument. And likewise, v'gamhu mechavin l'shir, you're intending to make music with this, so therefore it is certainly not allowed according to everybody. What about ubebarzel shah pesach ninol v'niftach bo, you have some sort of a bolt in the door that's not used for normally knocking on the door, it's used to keep the door in its place, it's somewhat similar to a pivot or the hinges that we have, but they used to have some sort of a metal bolt over there. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us near the mutal hakish bo al adelis, that you could use to knock on the door, so people inside will know that you're there. Because shezeh barzel, this bolt over here, miyuchad rach liftoch bo as adelis olino, that's used to open or close the door, and it's not normally used as a door knocker. So a specialized implement that's a door knocker is not allowed, but a other instrument that is not specifically made as a door knocker, even though it is an instrument, would be allowed to be used to knock on the door. The Chofetz Chaim further continues this discussion in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Mascha al Adeles. He brings down the Beis Yosef, who says, in the name of the Ogur, Niskash Shon Tamadori. He's not sure what the reasoning is behind this. There's two possibilities. Is Sfir like Ula? Do we hold like Ula in the Gemara? Afilu Beinu Miyuchad Lechach Osir. Even a non-specified utensil over here for making knocking sounds, that's not allowed. Or do we hold the kirava afilu b'miyuchad nami, even a specialized instrument is allowed, since ein kol shoshir, it's not making music, it's just knocking. And he brings down the tamiz shemo yechavin l'shir, that we're concerned that you're going to go and maybe make music afterwards. The Chofetz Chaim continues along this discussion, weighing both sides. He ultimately concludes and he says, "V'omnam yesh lomar, d'hocha shehu kli shehu miyuchad lashmiya kol chayshinu zeh." Bottom line is that if you have a specialized implement over here, like a door knocker, you have to be concerned. As opposed to, if it's just a bolt, then you don't have to be concerned. And he says, if you look in the Pirush Mishnayis L'Rambam, he's mashma that it's mukter lahakish al adelas afilu b'shal shelis hakavursham. He disagrees with the more machmer opinion that the Vilna Gaon had based upon the Yerushalmi, and says even if it's something that's attached with a chain to the door, it's allowed to be used on Shabbos. Ho the eino ose kiderach shir. You're not normally doing this to make music. You're just doing it to knock on the door, and that is allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, look in the Elyar Rabba and the Prima Gadim, the Mizeh Nishma, the Huadin, the Osir Limshoch Bechuta in Baal B'Shabbos, Kadesh Yishmu, Anshe Abayis Vechotze Yivtechulo. One would not be allowed to pull on some sort of a cord that's attached to a bell over here in order to make the bell sound, in order that the people in the house should know that you're at the door and open it up for you. Why? Shaze again, Hakli Miyuchad Lashmiya Kol. As we just pointed out, it's specifically designed over here to make this noise, this music, the Hu Kavanaso Gam Kinlaze, and your intention is that it should make this noise. And he says, look further, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, for a further discussion of this. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes here, and he says, "Ul inyan imuta liftoach hadelas kishirdei sheish bo inbal." Are you allowed to open the door if you know that it has a bell on it? When you open the door, it's going to go and jingle. So ayin lekami. This will be discussed later on. The issue footnote number 7 brings down hakoveya bedelas tabas hamiyuchedes l'shabbos bovat. If you were to go and put a separate type of an implement over here, a ring somehow on the door that is only used on Shabbos, so then Ravaz's Atzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down, maybe one would be allowed to use this on Shabbos, even according to the opinion that says you can't use a door knocker on Shabbos. And he might be makel to use this in a house where otherwise you wouldn't be able to hear that somebody's at the door. Since you're doing this in an atypical way, and it's only being done on Shabbos in this way, not being done on a weekday, so he says, "Hanoig b'zeh heter ein maznichin oso." You don't have to go and protest somebody that is going to use this, however. But he says, you should ideally write on it, this is only supposed to be used for Shabbos. The issue footnote number 5 has a very interesting discussion. What about a toy that makes noise by pressing on buttons on it, for example, like many toys are? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal Nigus Moshe brings down, you shouldn't let children play with such a toy. And he says this toy actually has the status of klisha malachto le'isser, and you'd be allowed to move it if you needed its place or you needed the toy itself to do something for you. But if it makes noise instantly when you go and pick it up, he says, "Aser betiltu mishum hashmas kol." You wouldn't be allowed to pick up such a toy. This was the opinion of Nissan Karlitz Shlita. Shim eno mashmiya kol below shalochatim alav eno muktzah. If it doesn't make noise unless you press on it, then it's not muktzah, and you'd be allowed to move it as long as it doesn't make any noise. But if it does make noise automatically, then it's muktzah, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is a more lenient opinion, and he says, "Shafilu tseatzua shemashmiya kol." Even if you have a toy that makes some sort of mechanical sound over here, so even if it makes the noise immediately, you'd be allowed to pick up that toy and go and give it to a child to play with on Shabbos, even though you're making noise when you pick it up. And he says the reason is, it's clear to everybody that this isn't a musical instrument. You're not playing a violin over here. You're giving a child a toy. We don't have to ask this because it's a weekday activity, and it would be a chumri yaseira to impose this upon a child. But if you wanted to use a rattle, let's say, or something like that, to go and wake up a child, he says he's not sure if you can do that. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, Olegabe dibur biram kol b'Shabbos, using a microphone on Shabbos. For example, they left it open, so there's no problem with turning it on Shabbos. Or it's on a Shabbos clock, so it goes on its own on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Sha'af ein b'zeh chashash melacha. Technically, obviously, there's no melacha over here. He says you can't do this because of av shemil, so you're making noises on Shabbos over here that sound like it's machinery going on and all sorts of isser things going on. And because of this isser of av shemil, so you're not allowed to use it. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Igros Moshe adds, Sha'af yesh b'kach chashash melacha. He says there might even be an additional malacha possibility over here, shemolit kol chodesh, that's making a new sound over here via the microphone, or in some way changing over here the electrical current that goes through over here. And furthermore, it should be included in the gzeira of shemo yitakin klishi. You may come to fix it because these things that obviously break pretty regularly, and everybody's adept somewhat at fixing them, replacing the plug, etc. It brings down from the Chazon Ish that there might even be an Isser of Bona involved as well. And Rav Lazar Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, adds, Shebechol Ofen, Yesh Vazem Yishum, Zilzul B'chavet Shabbos. Even if you didn't have these problems, he thinks it's a desecration of the holiness and sanctity of Shabbos. If, in fact, a Chazan were to use such a microphone on Shabbos and Yontif after he was told not to, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that this person has unfortunately gone beyond the pale, and he has the din of a Mechalo Shabbos B'far Hesya, a public desecrator of Shabbos, if he was told not to do so, and he did so anyway. He then has an entire interesting discussion on whether you're allowed to go and speak to somebody who's using a hearing aid on Shabbos, because some of the same concerns that we have with the microphone, some poskim would say would apply to the hearing aid. I won't go through this entire footnote, it's a long footnote, but basically we have some poskim that suggest that you shouldn't talk to somebody directly, just one-on-one, if they're wearing a hearing aid because of this concern. Others say it's not a problem, and others suggest that as long as you're talking to other people as well, then you don't have to be concerned that somebody there may be listening with a hearing aid. He does say to adjust the hearing aid up and down, that certainly would be a problem. And one doesn't have to be concerned if they're the chazan in a shul, that maybe somebody in the shul will be having a hearing aid, and if you hold that you can't use it, then it would be a problem for you to be a chazan. He says, no, it's not a problem for you to be a chazan in that situation. Now we go back to the Ramah, who says, and therefore, based upon what we said, also l'shamish l'hakos al hadeles likro l'beis hakneses ayidei hakli hamyuchad l'kach. A shamis can't go around and go bang on the doors of people to announce that it's time for shul, that we go around from house to house and do this, and you can't use a specialized kli that they normally would use on a weekday, for example, a bell of some sort. But what you can do in each situation is just knock on the door, like the Makel opinion that we brought down, that we paskin like, that you can knock on the door in Shabbos. And he brings us down the name of the Igor, and the Beis Yosef brings us down the name of Tosos in Erevin as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, Kosav Ataz, Kan, Ubiyoradeus, Simin Reish Pebez, the Mizeh Muchach, the Osir Litlos, Bishabbos, Osana Parocha, Sheish Bohem Pamonim, Lashmiya Kol, Kishuposkan Oren. You shouldn't put bells on an Oren Kodesh Paroches, on the curtain on the Oren Kodesh, so when you open it up, people will know that the Oren is being opened. You shouldn't do this because it's making those sounds. Likewise, Vachel Litlos Ha Pamonim, Alatsiya Chaim, Shal Sefer Torah, to put some sort of bells on the handles of the Sefer Torah, likewise, one should not do this, Kivan de Ika Avidit, because its main purpose is to make these musical sounds, and therefore one should not do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Vashach Shom Cholek Olav. The Shach disagrees with the Taz, and he says Mitam Doha Kaimulon DeLetzorch Mitzvah Shari, that since you're doing this for a mitzvah purpose, you're allowed to do this. And this is already explained. Kamo Shikos of Simin Shin Lametez the Mutu Larake B'Simchas Torah L'Chavat Torah. And as we'll see, you're allowed to go dance on Simchas Torah in order to honor the Torah. V'Ochanami Tzorch Mitzvah. This is likewise a Tzorch Mitzvah Kidei Shishmu On V'Yakumus. Everybody should know that the Sefer Torah is being taken out of the Aron, and they should all stand up and cover the Sefer Torah. The issue footnote number 8 explains the osam pamonim kitanim hamitzuyim bizmanenu bekisrei sefer Torah, those little small bells that are found on the crown of the sefer Torah. So Rav Azaz Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi brings down shalakol adeos ein behem mishum isra hashmas kol b'shabbos. That's not a problem over there. Mishum mishum kimat ein shom miskol, because they really don't make a lot of noise. Ve'nasim elu lenoy bovad, they're really there for decorative purposes and not to announce that the sefer Torah is being moved. Ve'lo nechluku aposkin elu b'ponim gedolim kitzas shekolim nishma. The only time there's this machlokas over here between the Taz and the Shach are on these larger bells over here that certainly make noise. The issue footnote number 9 brings down for Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shebizmanenu ein samim es ha-pamonim elu l'chovet ha-sefer Torah. He says, in addition, nowadays the only time they put these pamonim on the Sefer Torah is l'chovet for the Sefer Torah, v'lo kidei sheyishmu ha'am v'yakumu, and not for the purposes of announcing to everybody that the Sefer Torah is being picked up, and he's left with the tzorach iyan, im nechshav hadover tzorach mitzvah. Is this considered a tzorach mitzvah to have this chovet ha-Torah that you should be allowed to have these bells on it or not? In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues when he says that these bells are different. V'lo domi l'kriyas beis haknesses d'osur. This is different than the shamish going around and clanging on some sort of a bell to announce to everybody that it's time for shul. The awesome F should be in Yenacher. There you have a choice. Go bang on the door rather than make this musical note. Vesu, furthermore, the also apaseach haparoches in mechavin lashmiya kol klal. Likewise, the person opening up the Aron Kodesh over here and the bells on the curtain are going to go and make noise, he has no intention of that. Kimli tola sefer Torah. He brings that from the Mogen of Rum. The guy wants to just take out the sefer Torah. He's not interested in making music over here. Then he brings down Vayim Bishari Ephraim Shar Yud Siv Gimel Shadaito Shom De Lechatchila Ein Lasos Kem Shabbos, that you preferably should not do this on Shabbos, to have these bells on these curtains on the Aron Kodesh. Uvimakomo Shenagu Hetter Bezeh, but in places where they did have a Hetter, for example, they followed Kedasa Mogen Avram Ein Limchos Biyodim, you don't have to go and protest. Ad Kan Lashonu. That's the end of the Shari Ephraim. Then the Mishmur continues and he writes, are you allowed to open up a door if you know that it has a bell on it? That's also dependent upon the opinions of the Taz and the Mogen Avraham that we just brought down. The Taz would say that it's forbidden, and the Mogen Avraham, which is found over here and also in Simon Shinalev, Sivkot Lamed Hey, Ayin Shom, Shari, would say that it's permissible. And the reasoning is the Harei Kishuposeach Hadelos B'Shabbos. When you're opening up the door on Shabbos, in Mechavi Lashmiya Kol, you have no interest in having that noise, that bell go off. That just happens to be that every time you open the door, the bell will go off. He brings out Umidivri Agor Shom Misimin Shinalev Sof Siv Chav Gimel Muchach Du Sover Gam Ken Kataz. The Vilna Gaon is Machmir like the Taz. The Kivin Deo Inbal Meyuchad Lashmiya Kol. Since this is specifically made to make noise, it doesn't make any difference that you have no intention for making this noise. That's what its purpose is. And if it makes noise, it's a problem. And he says, you shouldn't rely upon this also alone. But when you have, in addition, that it's the parochas and it's a milsa the mitzvah to open up the parochas, take out the Sefer Torah, you could maybe rely upon it. Certainly, somebody should remove the bell that's on a door that will be opened up on Shabbos. You shouldn't leave it there, or you don't have to remove it. Put inside it some wool or b'mochen or some garments or cotton over there, so that the clangor will not clang. He says, "Ach b'mochem atrak." But if you didn't do this, and now you're under duress, kigon sheshochach, you forgot the lo yisiru me'er Shabbos, you forgot to put in those things that will stop the noise from being made or take off the bell, the whole ki agav, or anything like this. He says, "Nira diyochel lismach lasvara." Now you can rely upon the more lenient opinion that we brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, lahokel kiven she'enu mechavin lashmir kol. Because the bottom line is, you really don't want this sound. You're now stuck that it is there, and you can't do anything about it. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that the shaman shouldn't use a specialized kli. He should just knock on the door rather than go around with his kli. He says, "V'yeshim komu shalokeach haShamish b'Shabbos kli acher lahakus b'Shabbos." In some places, the shaman had a specialized Shabbos knocker that he would use apparently to knock on the doors, and this way get around any problem. Then, Mashe Maka haShamish v'Beis HaKnesses al haShulchan u'mashmiya kol. That which a shamish bangs on the shtenda and gives a clap and tells everybody to be quiet, for example, via this banging, umashmiya kol kidei lahashki to'om l'chazor sashatz. Things never change. In those days, they also had people possibly talking during chazor sashatz, and they'd have to give a clap on the shtenda to tell everybody to be quiet. Ein b'ze iser. You might have thought that that's a problem over here. You're banging, and that would be a musical sound, and you're not allowed to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that's not a problem. Afil b'maka b'ez adover. And even if he bangs not only with his hand, but he takes some sort of a stick or something, and he bangs with some sort of a utensil, kimen sheino maka b'kli miyuchad l'zeh, since he's not using a specialized knocker for this, he's just making a sound to get everybody to be quiet, that is permissible. With this, we conclude today's shiur.